It's now.
It's good to be green. EcoTalk, weeknights at 6 on 960 The Quake. Progress.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one, slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity.
All make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Space Shuttle Atlantis is home after traveling nearly 5 million miles. It landed before sunrise this morning at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin says thanks to the Atlantis crew, the International Space Station is closer to completion.
The space station's half built. We have half to go. When we're all done, it weighs nearly a million pounds. For humanity's first really long-term outpost in space.
The next shuttle flight is scheduled for December. Just how low will gas prices go? CNN's Ed McCarthy reports live. People are taking advantage of the prices while they can, Ed.
Bill, we can't say for sure how low prices will go, but the experts say barring any unforeseen world events, we could be in a better position for a while at the gas pump. Brad Proctor with GasPriceWatch.com says there are some wide swings in pump prices.
We're seeing $1.94 in Kentucky. So we're seeing unusual places come up with low prices, too, which is another odd phenomenon.
Healthy inventories have knocked oil prices back to below $61 a barrel. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
The Santa Ana winds are expected to blow hard again this weekend in Southern California. Our Jim Roop reports live from Los Angeles. That's bad news for weary firefighters.
You know, Bill, these poor guys just seem not to be able to catch a break. The winds last weekend blew the fire up to double its size. That was from 30,000 to 60,000 acres in just a 24-hour period. Today, this fire is at 100,000 acres, and officials don't want to see that number double at all with the return of those Santa Anas tomorrow. Now, these are the hot, dry winds that blow in from the north and the east, picking up speeds as they're compressed through the canyons. More than 2,000 firefighters are doing what they can to increase containment today in preparation of this weekend's wind event. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says he's a friend of the American people. He received a standing ovation from an audience at New York's Cooper Union. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News.
California depends heavily on two types of energy, electricity and natural gas. The state's electrical grid gives us all reason for concern. The grid has seen its share of upgrades over the past 5 years, but we still import more than 20% of our electricity.
We need to be not only in the plant building process in the state, we also need to be able to bring energy from elsewhere. We've always had to do that. The need to do that now is even greater.
That's Bill Hawk with Energy Solutions. Imported electricity leaves California vulnerable to market fluctuations and high prices.
There's all kinds of distortions in the market that sort of came out at the flawed attempt at market reform and then the crisis we had. And so I think structural things that are really related to government policy are one of the things that is preventing us from getting the more power generated that would maybe bring down our prices.
That's Sean Randolph, president of the Bay Area Economic Forum. Growing demand equals higher prices, and the government has done little to increase supply to keep prices steady.
We're just barely keeping pace with the growing demand for electricity in California.
That's Greg Fishman at the Cal ISO. California also depends heavily on natural gas. Most power plants use natural gas to produce electricity. Also, most Californians use natural gas to heat their homes, their water, and to cook with. Yet there is a mere handful of supply lines bringing natural gas into the state, and that has left us and businesses vulnerable to significant price changes during the wintertime. Coming up at 4 p.m., some long-term solutions to solve California's energy needs.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
From Consumer Reports, securing a wireless connection. I'm Maurice Sprantz. Even if your laptop never leaves your hand, your data can be compromised by passersby who hijack your computer's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connections. Here are some ways to protect yourself. Begin by enabling WPA, Wi-Fi Protected Access, on your wireless router. This allows only Wi-Fi computers with the proper software key to connect to your network and the computers on it. Turn on your router's MAC filtering. Every computer on a network has a unique media access control address. By setting the router to allow connections only for addresses you specify, you block entry to your network and internet connection. Use a firewall. Firewalls monitor data traffic and detect suspicious activity. Your operating system has a basic one-way firewall built in. Third-party programs, some free, offer additional layers of protection with two-way security. Be wary of Wi-Fi hotspots. Clever data thieves can create evil twins, clones of legitimate for-pay Wi-Fi services to grab your credit card information when you try to log in at a public spot. And present a peerless PC. Wi-Fi and Bluetooth can be used in peer-to-peer modes that allow other computers to connect to yours on a one-to-one basis. Consult the manuals for your laptop and operating system on how to disable this feature. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Help a good cause and get in shape at the same time. In observance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, A Safe Place, Oakland's only shelter for battered women and their children, is sponsoring the 5th annual Walk Against Domestic Violence on Saturday, October 14, 2006, at Lake Meriden, Oakland. Join us for a fun-filled day with food, music, children's activities, and exciting raffle prizes. Sign-in begins at 7:30 a.m. and the walk begins at 8. Register online at asafeplacedvs.org or call 510-986-8600 for more information. Walk with us and show your support.
And the chef's table overlooks Columbus Circle. You look like you're in Vegas looking at the fountain in front of the Bellagio.
Oh, how beautiful.
Except it's real.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, except in New York, you're right, it is real. But it was fabulous. And then later on in the evening, he happened to show up and post over at the St. Regis Bar, which we eventually closed up.
No kidding.
Yes, yeah. So it was a good night. It was a fun night.
A beautiful
Jesse
morning.
Jackson and Al Sharpton was out and about as part of the operation that President Clinton was doing. And, of course,
the global initiative.
The president of Iran was really the superstar yesterday and around the town last night. I frankly didn't fully realize he had not been given, like, full movement privileges by the good old USA. He was just supposed to come in and make a speech and leave town because he had to get special permission to come in, a special visa of some sort, and they gave him a special visa. But he took full advantage of it, and he went to a different place, a different location, engaged in a question and answer period, and, of course, an argument that the Holocaust did not exist, and et cetera, that it never happened, that it deserves greater study. So things are teetering in and about the good old USA here in New York.
And, of course, we have Mr. Hugo Chavez's remarks yesterday, which caused a firestorm in the media, at least.
Well, he didn't get a good reaction, by the way, or it appears as if he did not get a good reaction, because in the lobbies and the bars and what have you, in the hotels I've said, among all the people who are either participants or observers, regardless of the country from whence they came, there appeared to be some evidence of bad manners on his part when he talked about Bush being the devil, and when he, you know, did the Pope number, the crossing of the signs, and then when he says the place still had the aroma of Mr. Bush there in the chambers.
The sulfuric aroma.
Yes, that was all, you know, that's great barbershop talk, maybe, comic joke stage talk, but when you're at the UN, you kind of stay within the framework of the rules and regulations and the respect diplomatically that everybody has.
Yeah, but it harkens back to the early 70s when you had all those African guys, you know, like Mugabe and Idi Amin, and they would do the same thing about America. You know, they would come to the General Assembly and do the same thing.
Yes, and each of them, he should go back and check their history and see what happened to them.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good formula for success. Neither one of them is still in power, or at least I think most of them have been eliminated in one fashion or another.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday, about how it's going to be good for the Republicans, because everybody takes this personal, you know. It's like in your family, when you talk in your family, you know, we could talk smack about President Bush as much as we want, but when somebody else comes to our house, and I know it's the United Nations, but he's still in New York, he comes to our house.
Not in our house.
That's right, man. You know, your sister's a bitch. Well, hey.
Don't say that in my living room.
Yeah, I can say that. You can't say that.
Let's play a cut of Hugo Chavez and one of his many devil remarks.
The gentleman to whom I refer as the devil came here talking as if he owned the world. Truly, as the owner of the world.
And then cut to Ellen, where he refers to the malodorous scent of the devil.
Yesterday, the devil came here, right here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
The devil is right
diablo,
at home.
The devil,
the devil himself is right in the
ayer
house.
Vino el diablo aquí.
And the devil came here yesterday.
He okay. Got laughs on that.
Kind of a stand-up act. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yes, he should beat the punchline.
Is this guy a maniac? Is he like Kim Jong-il? Like he's like
no.
Cuckoo? Or
no.
Does he know exactly what he's doing?
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's just rallying the troops so much. He wants to be Fidel, is what he wants to do. He wants to rally all the third world countries, and he can do it. He can do it.
Well, he'd better be careful, though. He has no other place to sell his oil as appropriately capable of being delivered as he is with the U.S. He's our third trading partner on oil, and we must pay him a lot of money every day. And my guess is that we probably are looking for another source, and it certainly would play havoc with his economy if we did that.
Well, we know.
No matter what he says, I don't think that the demand for that fuel is such that crude oil is such that he would be able to find another buyer as quickly as he has with us, and the price, we would drive the price obviously down. We drive it up to us from other locations, and it probably would cost us a lot more at the pump. but I do think that he is playing with fire.
No, we always go back to oil. It's the mother of all problems, don't we?
No question.
Now, this show is about your passions, your desires, the things that are important to you. You can call us at 866-960-KQKE. Paul's monitoring the email box. You can click on the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. It's DC Thursday, Marianne Akers and more coming up. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. You lied to me. You're not the way you seem. 714. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Stop and go traffic up to the maze. No problems on 80, 880, or 580 as you approach the MacArthur Maze. That's just the morning crowd. Metering lights on the back up, extending almost to the maze at this point. 580 westbound, slow between Grantline and Portola. SCHP on the way to make a report. There's something going on in the center divide right there at Portola Avenue. BART on time this hour. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our webpage at quakeradio.com.
If you haven't checked out the 2006 Z4 Roadster at BMW Concord, now is the time. You'll love Z4's incredible power and handling. You go from a roof over your head to nothing but sunshine in less than 15 seconds. And with the optional windscreen, you can even have a normal conversation with the top down. And the best part, for a limited time, BMW Concord is offering $1,000 off a 2006 Z4, but only at StreamingBMW.com. To take advantage of this spectacular offer, go to StreamingBMW.com.
Have you been thinking about a divorce or separation and don't know what to do or where to start? Divorce with Dignity specializes in divorce planning and legal document assistance. Because they are not attorneys, they can literally save you thousands of dollars and help you part amicably without litigation. You can do this peacefully and with dignity for you both. Call Divorce with Dignity, 1-800-459-5556. That's 1-800-459-5556. Or visit dwdignity.com. Are you a small business owner and need help getting people to your doors? Are you a nonprofit who can use some marketing help for a discounted price? At Vertical Response, email marketing is made simple. Vertical Response can grow your business with affordable email and direct mail marketing tools. Whether it's making sure your client opens that email, postcard, or newsletter, Vertical Response can help you. Call now to receive a free trial with no contracts or monthly fees. Visit GetVertical.com to sign up now. That's GetVertical.com.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Yesterday, the devil came here, right here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
The devil is right
diablo.
At home. The devil himself is right in the
ayer
house.
Vino el diablo aquí.
And the devil came here yesterday.
That's the stand-up comedy stylings of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. I'm keeping it real with Will and Willie, 718 on 960 The Quake. Burst of Durst later this hour. Bill Press is our new member of the Quake family. He's on from 3 a.m. until 6 a.m., and he'll join us from Washington. Since it's D.C. Thursday, might as well have him on, too.
Okay. Excellent.
Next up, Marianne Akers from Roll Call Newspaper, a regular on the Will and Willie Show, and she joins us on the telephone this morning. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. What's going on?
Just hanging out, drinking some coffee, reading the papers.
reading about George Allen being Jewish.
Oh, yeah. He just found out, didn't he?
He just found out. And
how did he take it?
His mother kept it from him for a long time. Well, he got pretty PO'd, as you saw at the news conference when somebody asked him about it. He really went kind of berserk on the questioner. But anyway, that's just one of the many things we have going on here in Washington. A Jewish senator.
Another Jewish senator.
The tribe.
Yes.
Marianne Willie Brown, I'm here in New York.
Well, hello, Mr. Mayor.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm in good shape. Let me ask you a question. This comment that he made and his reaction, is that being interpreted as just that he was a little nuts or, you know, momentarily? Or was that a clear expression by him of being anti-Semitic?
Well, it depends on which Jewish group you ask. Some of the, I mean, they really are split. And we actually have not covered this story. The Washington Post has extensively. And in their stories, they quoted a number of rabbis and scholars of rabbinical studies, some of whom said they saw it as anti-Semitic, others who saw it as somebody who was clearly taken by surprise because apparently his mom kept this from him. Just sort of Allen being not a very swift politician on his feet and not really knowing what to say.
Somebody, yeah,
either way,
it's amazing.
It ain't good.
No, somebody said to me, you know, you, Willie Brown, you realize that you're Jewish?
Yeah.
And I would say, wow, that's a blessing.
What are his poll numbers like, Marianne? He's up a couple of points, right?
Well, he's up a couple of points, but it is tight. I mean, this race with Webb is very, very tight. And the problem with Webb is that he looks like a robot. He has no facial expression whatsoever.
The Botox candidate.
He really is, exactly. And he's just the worst politician. You would think that with all of the things that have been going on, Makaka and now the Jewish thing that he wasn't exactly thrilled with, and a couple of other missteps, that Webb would have an easier chance and would be a little bit higher on the polls, but he's not. So this is going to be a fun race down to the wire. That's
especially with Webb's kid in Iraq.
Right.
For those that don't know all the inside stuff, tell us a quick sentence about Mr. Webb, Marianne.
Well, I mean, what would I say about Webb, besides being, you know, like the biggest robot I've ever seen? I don't know.
Well, he's former Secretary of Navy under Reagan.
He's a military guy. I mean, that's part of his problem. Military guys often have a very difficult time transferring over to the politician. And we've seen it before, and he's sort of the typical example of that. He is a military, he's military brass, and it shows.
All you got to do is look at Wesley Clark's abortive campaign.
Wesley Clark, exactly. Yeah. Wesley Clark had a similar problem when he ran for president. And
Eisenhower was considered charming.
And that was a different era.
Yeah, it worked in 52.
But now, in an era of being folksy and reaching out to the voters, which is what George W. Bush did, and it worked so well for him, and that's one of the things Allen has going for him, to be contrasted against James Webb, the military robot, you know, it's jolting.
There are very few politicians who have the ability to talk to you and look you in the eye. The only one I can think of on a national level that was truly great at communicating with only one person is Bill Clinton. There are great speeches.
He's the master.
Ronald Reagan gave great speeches, and everyone would fall over and go, wow, that was awesome. But I don't feel like he really took you by the hand, looked you in the eye, and had a conversation with you and only you. Does that make sense?
It does, and you really felt that with Clinton. He really was the master at that. But I wanted to talk to you about Bob Ney. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Please.
Have you gone up to the jail to interview him?
Bob Ney's going to jail. and he is due to officially plead guilty on October 13th. So here's what's going on. He's in the drunk tank right now. He's off at rehab.
Nice.
We call it sleepaway camp.
He's in a rehabilitation facility for alcohol treatment, and Republican leaders are now coming out saying, we really think you should step down, Bob. We want you to give up that seat. There are only really a few days left before the election. And, in fact, his Ohio colleague, Chairwoman, the House Republican Conference Chairwoman Deborah Price, came out and said, as a member from Ohio, I believe very strongly that Bob Ney should resign. And the reason being, this woman who is going to succeed him in running for his seat, which he has given up because he's retired. What Republican leaders want him to do is resign right now.
So she becomes an incumbent.
Just get out of there. Just so that she won't be tainted by a sitting member of Congress who is under who is an admitted felon because he has pleaded guilty.
From the same party.
That's right. And she has even said, and this is the woman who was handpicked by Bob Ney to run for his seat, Joy Padgett, and she's now saying the House should expel Bob Ney as soon as possible.
Well, in this business, that's what happens when you clearly have become toxic. There are a number of people who will remove you to the dump as quickly as possible.
They will drive the truck.
That's right, and he is toxic.
He is. He is toxic, and they know that, and they can't afford any more toxicity in the party.
He is determined.
I'm sorry?
He is absolutely, apparently determined not to end up in the landfill.
Right. Well, I think he's going to have to do something pretty soon, because once the Republican conference chairwoman starts piling on him and his own colleagues from Ohio, things are going to move pretty quickly from here. Now, if the Republicans don't force him out, the Democrats could offer a motion on the floor of the House to expel him.
Not going to happen. We're speaking with Mariana Akers from Roll Call Newspaper, as we do every Thursday here on 960 The Quake.
There are some equitable reasons why Mr. Ney has probably taken the position he's taken, and that's his retirement. If they threaten to do something that cuts off his retirement, you probably would have him being far more cooperative.
Right. Right. I think you're right.
But that's Bob Ney, and we Democrats would love nothing better than to have him exit the day after the election in November, not one second before. So hang in there, Bob. Hang in there. Help's coming.
And thank you for your time, Mariana Akers. We always appreciate it. You can read about her and other contributors at rollcall.com. We'll check in with you next week, Mariana.
All right. Talk to you all then.
Thank you very much. 7:26 at 9:60. The Quake is keeping it real with Will and Willie. Willie, you've run into a lot of personalities in Sacramento. The most effective guys are the most, and women, of course, the most effective legislators are the charismatic ones, yes, not the academic ones.
Not the academic ones, for sure, because the academic ones can't seem to communicate. They can't seem to communicate their brain power, their superior thinking skills, etc. And the charmers seemed always to have the audience, and there are a lot more charmers than there are intellectuals. And as a result of that, the charmers prevail. After all, the people that you're addressing are just your fellow members, not the public, you are in service.
The camera is not always fair, either. Because sometimes a really smart guy can go on TV and look nervous and look like he's lying, even though he's telling the truth. And a really smooth guy can go on TV and lie, but it looks like he's telling the truth. So the camera is part of the problem, I think.
Well, that's why I recommend it with regularity that our members stay away from the camera. You recall I said to Phil Angelides, Phil, it just as I said to Steve Wesley, don't go to any city where there is a camera. Stay away from a camera. You're not camera ready, so to speak.
I love Phil Angelides. I performed at one of his campaign events for pay.
Yeah.
I don't do candidates for free. I will do causes for free, but I won't do candidates or parties for free.
You're not inclined to invite him over for dinner, though.
But he's got a crippling resemblance to a chicken. Ooh. I gotta say.
I don't want to get on field. By the way, back here, everybody assumes that Arnold has already won.
Yeah.
There's not a soul that thinks Angelitos has a chance. I was with about five state treasurers last night as well. You know, like New Mexico, Maine, Mississippi, and a few other places. And they are fellow treasurers with Phil. They were absolutely certain he was going to win.
It's not over until we say it's over, right?
That's what I find myself defending him back here. I'm screaming at people, come on, give him a break. What are you talking about? 20 points is nothing to overcome in 6 weeks.
Now, the advocacy and the cheerleading will continue. It's 7:29. Later on this morning, Dennis Kucinich will join us. He knows a little thing or two about running for president. Bob Summery, Bill Press as well. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
A look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:29 at 960 The Quake, and this report is brought to us by Scandinavian Designs. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, it's getting packed up past the 880 overcrossing and into the maze. Metering lights are on right now. A couple of crashes, car overturned, now blocking the left lane just after Holly Street. Emergency crews are there in Redwood City. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of great furniture. You can read all about it at ScandinavianDesigns.com. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Walmart is testing out a plan to sell generic prescription drugs at low prices.
For 2.7 million uninsured Floridians, they will soon have access to the $4 generic prescription price.
Walmart's Bill Simon says the program will be tested in Florida. About 300 generics will be sold for as low as $4. No problems for Space Shuttle Atlantis as it lands safely this morning in Florida. Shuttle Commander Brent Jett says Atlantis was flawless on the mission.
She gave us absolutely no problems at all over the entire mission. We wouldn't have had time to deal with any of them, so it was real critical that she perform well, and she did.
The next shuttle mission is planned for December. Health officials say an open bag of spinach found in someone's fridge in New Mexico could be the smoking gun in the hunt for the source of an E. coli outbreak. Gas prices continue falling. In some parts of the country, gas is selling for less than $2 a gallon. AAA says the national average is $2.46 a gallon. This is CNN Radio. Firefighters in Southern California are taking advantage of favorable conditions today as they battle three fires.
Things are going well, but we have a wild card. We've got a return of the Santa Ana winds Friday through the weekend, and if we have some strong Santa Ana winds over the weekend, it's going to make the fire very active.
Dan Bastian with the U.S. Forest Service says they're making progress on a stubborn blaze that's been burning since Labor Day. A woman who's accused of slashing a mother's throat and taking her baby is due to appear in a Missouri courtroom today. Shannon Torres is charged with kidnapping and assault. The baby was reunited with her family on Tuesday. A gauge of future economic growth suggests some tough times may be ahead. The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators slipped in August. On Wall Street this hour, Dow right now is down 16 points. The NASDAQ is down 4. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Hello, CW Television Network. How may I help you?
I gotta find out what happens with Luke and Lorelai.
Oh, you're talking about the hit show Gilmore Girls.
I've so been waiting all summer. You know, Lorelai had that huge fight with Luke and ended up sleeping with her ex.
Well, you called the right place. It premieres this Tuesday on the new CW.
And it's a new Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, Tuesday.
On the new CW.
Yeah.
Finally, I'll know what happens.
And all will be well. The season premiere of Gilmore Girls, this Tuesday on the new CW.
Tuesday night at 8, only on the CW Bay Area, 44 Cable 12.
Each year, millions of baseball fans cheer for the home team. It only takes one to ruin it for everybody else by not following the rules.
Listen, Major League ballplayers know winning means following the rules, and I politely remind them of those rules, calling them like I see them. So now I'm politely reminding you, wear your safety belt and use a sober designated driver. Find out how you can win tickets to the World Series or a trip to the All-Star Game by visiting the designated driver booth at a Major League ballpark, because responsibility has its rewards.
A message from Team Coalition.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
7:35 at 960 The Quake. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Until 10 o'clock this morning, then Al Franken live at 10 o'clock till noon. You can read about our whole new fall season and the program schedule at our website, quakeradio.com. Bill Press is part of that. And in the 8 o'clock hour, he'll check in. He's in D.C. and D.C. Thursday talking about this and that. We want to address this for the moment, gentlemen. There's a movement. It was based on an article I read in Wired magazine a couple of months ago. There's a group of people called neo-greens. Neo-greens are not people who pour sand down the gas tanks of bulldozers. They're not people who live in trees. They're not people who chain themselves to the fences of oil company office campuses. They're not people who protest. What neo-greens do is they are regular people just like you and just like me who have decided to use their pocketbook as their weapon to decrease global warming,
buy blue,
to make the world a cleaner place and a greener place. And neo-greens do things like buy one fluorescent light bulb for their house. They don't buy 12. They don't necessarily throw solar panels up, but they do a lot of little tiny things because they know that quietly they can make a difference by purchasing
by increments,
because people have lives, they have children, they have families, they have jobs. They don't have time to be advocates. They don't have time to be activists. But what a neo-green can do is, in a very small, private, and personal way, make a difference. And if you put 10 million of those people together, we have ourselves a green revolution in America and the world. We'd like to know if you're a neo-green, what kind of little things you do, what little things you've learned that you can make a difference, sustainable materials, how you shop, what things you buy at the grocery store. Give us a call at 866-960-KQKE and enlighten us a little bit on what things you're doing quietly to make the world a better place. Mayor Newsom says we're a green city.
Yeah, apparently, Mr. Brown, that the Mayor Newsom went to New York yesterday as part of Bill Clinton's Global Initiative conference, and he spoke, and he was talking about San Francisco becoming a greener and greener and greener city. He actually described San Francisco as 47 square miles surrounded by reality, which I think is a Paul Kantner line from Jefferson Airplane.
Right.
And which we've used occasionally on this show to describe where we were located. So
I thought we were 49 square miles.
Well, it moves around. You never know. If you include Treasure Island, we now have control of that as part of our city.
51 square miles.
You can vote over there as well now. So you got to, if you want to include it. But the numbers obviously are reflective of a very small, wonderful place. I must tell you, though, John, that there are other people who are doing things that wouldn't call themselves neo-greens. I notice where our good attorney general, and I hope we can get him on the air or with us sometimes next week, he has sued three of the largest automakers in the country, and he has sued them on the basis that they are contributing by their product choice and their product marketing and their product creation to global warming. He sued in federal court. Don't know how far the lawsuit will go, but he's the first state to do that. And the automakers have got to be shaking in their boots, because if other states join in, somewhat akin to what was done to the cigarette industry, we could have an incredible revolution in pursuit of hybrids and in pursuit of hydrogen fuel cars, etc., all towards global warming. If that is coupled with the 10 million people you talked about that are doing the neo-greens, we could have a revolution in this country that could begin to change the nature of how things are done. And a person like Newsom saying we have a green city will be at the tip of that iceberg.
If we watched, if anybody saw the documentary Who Killed the Electric Car, it was a fantastic look at General Motors' EV1 program. The first real practical mass-produced rollout plug-in car that did a fairly good job, but was the company was largely criticized for almost sabotaging its own program. The California Air Resources Board seemed to have taken the side of the car companies when they said, we can't really do this. This isn't working. People don't like it. And then not only did they stop the EV1 program, but they crushed the cars. They took them away from the people who owned them.
They took them away because they wouldn't sell any. They only leased them to people, which should have been a little suspect from the beginning.
And at the end of the movie, the documentary makers have suspects. It's like a murder mystery. Who's guilty? Who's not? Were the batteries crummy? Is that why they didn't sell that many? Well, is the California Air Resources Board in the pocket? Was there money? Is there influence? And it was not as sad as a film as you would have thought it was. They tried to not make you leave they wanted you to leave the theater with hope. But what they illustrated is that getting mass-produced green hybrid plug-in vehicles and to get the automakers to think about that as the number one way to do business, not just a little side project, is a mammoth undertaking.
You know, the IRS is about to remove or reduce the income tax credit for buying hybrids. You know that right now, I don't know, there's 60 or 70,000 people who have benefited by purchasing that piece of equipment, in most cases produced by Toyota.
Especially the Toyota Prius, right.
Yes, you do get a tax break. Well, now they're saying, as of October, that tax break is either disappearing or being reduced substantially.
Why is that, Willie?
Well, my guess is that the automakers and the people who have all the money invested in these global warming vehicles have become more important. And the regulators are deciding that you don't need the tax incentive anymore to promote that industry, which is essentially what the tax incentive was designed to do. Just as they are now about to say you can't use the fast lane anymore in California. You can't get the permit to do that.
I think they've given out they're about to give out their last handful of those stickers. Those are the ones that you see on the back bumpers, on the corners of hybrid cars. It allows a solo hybrid driver to use carpool lane.
And that is correct.
Initially, they gave out 75,000 of them, and now they're going to give out 10,000 more. And the governor squashed the report that said Northern California roads are getting clogged. The HOV lanes, high occupancy lanes, are getting clogged buy hybrids, and he totally dismissed it so that he could actually sign it, because he doesn't care about Northern California. It's all about Southern California.
But you understand, if in fact people are using them in that fashion, then it seems to me you would increase the number of lanes, add another lane, just make it more inconvenient for the people who are driving these.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something actually works, and what do? We kill it.
Good idea. Kill it.
Kill it. Yeah.
Well, you can add 1 + 1 + 1, and it still equals 3, up to a gas station, putting your nozzle in the tank, and the politics all
I got to tell you, though, gas prices are going down, down, down. And as they go down, Bush's numbers go up.
Oh, that stinks. 743. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I sense a fit of anger is on the horizon, a burst of durst on the way on 960 The Quake.
Coming.
Here's a look at traffic in the Bay Area right now. Back up at the foot of the maze, coming up to Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Metering lights are on. There are no incidents on the upper deck, so it's just crowded. You'll get there okay. Vehicle overturned, blocking the left lane, 101 northbound. Between Woodside and Anza, it looks like it's at the Holly Street off-ramp. Emergency crews are there, and there's looky-loos on both directions of the freeway. Reports of a trailer leaking some kind of liquid. That's an unpleasantry at 880 northbound, and it's slow between Dyer down to the 92 exit. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProX Print does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProX Print. Thanks again.
Go to proxprint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on proxprint.com for details. Proxprint.com. Best prices on quality prints.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1 year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1 year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin Klein. I'd like to tell you what the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International is all about. It's curing diabetes and its complications. The JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes raises millions of dollars to fund the finest, most advanced diabetes research the world has to offer. So bring your family, your friends. All you got to do is walk. I'm ready. Are you?
For more information on the walk in your area, call 1-888-533-WALK.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details. Are you down yet?
Their threat is in their own house. The devil is right at home. The devil himself is right in the house. The devil is right at home. The devil himself is right in the house. And the devil came here yesterday.
748, 960, the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, that's Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, through an interpreter, calling George Bush a devil. Let's take a call, 1-866-960-KQKE, Craig in Napa. Good morning, you're on with Will and Willie.
How you doing? I think he's right. The devil is in the house. He's in the White House, and I think there's a lot of people that agree with him, and I certainly agree with him. He may not be the devil, but he is a devil. The White House has been, you know, these guys have been, there's been corruption, coercion, and, something else, but.
Something with the C?
Ever since he's got in there. Oh, hey, I got a slogan for you.
Go. What's the slogan?
Vote for George Allen.
Thank you, Craig from Napa.
749 at 960, the Quake. More on the devil now with our man Will, a burst of Durst.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you, John. Today's burst of Durst is brought to you Scandinavian Design. So go to Scandinavian.com and find out all about their specials and events. Well, as we all know, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez went to the UN and called the President of the United States the devil. And people flipped out, which is patently ridiculous. We know the President isn't the devil. Cheney is. The President is much less than the devil. He's one of his eager little helpers, like Renfield, the Cheney's Dracula, or the lugubrious Kevin J. O'Connor in The Mummy, or the monkey that helps the Nazis in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And no, I didn't mean to imply that he's monkey-faced. That's you inferring again. I can kind of relate to Mr. Chavez's plight, because like some of my feeble attempts, I think he was just trying to make a joke. Did you see the clip? He says El Diablo was here at the UN yesterday, then crosses himself and adds, while waving away invisible fumes, you can still smell the sulfur. People, settle down. It was a joke. Not a half bad one either. He got huge laughs. I mean, for the UN. I mean, come on, addressing the UN is going to be a tough comedy gig. You're totally depending on the timing of your translators. You got to wait for everybody to sift through their religious filters and spell checks. It's a nightmare. And to the administration, so is Hugo Chavez. Think of him as a young Fidel Castro with deep, deep reserves of oil, which means stay tuned. More fighter and brimstone to come. And that's your burst of Durst for today. Hugo Chavez.
751, 960, the Quake. We all love John Stewart. John Stewart is a prophet. He is a man of our times. In the era of the fading, fatherly-like anchorman, John Stewart keeps it real. And on his show, he did a real clever thing.
Willie, I don't know if you saw this. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the Geico commercials where they have a real person and then a celebrity interpreter for what that person is saying.
No, I've not seen that.
So what happens is they'll have somebody sitting down and then talking about Geico insurance, how they save money. And then in one of the commercials
There's Peter Graves that does one.
Peter Graves did one.
The guy who does the voiceover for all the big movie commercials.
Right. And Charo did one.
And Charo.
Right? So they have a normal person. And
how
then
old
Charo,
is Charo? You know, she's like 80.
You don't want to know. She makes Carol Channing look like an ingenue, all right? But I know what they did on John Stewart was they had President Bush. They filled in, because Little Richard does one of these, where he interprets for the normal person. And they replaced the normal person with Bush, and we have it on tape. This is what it sounds like.
Good evening. 5 years ago, this date, September the 11th, was seared into America's memory.
Yo, look out! Look out!
Today we are safer, but we are not yet safe.
Yo!
Help me! Somebody help me!
For America, 9/11 was more than a tragedy. It changed the way we look at the world.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce!
It makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Little Richard makes me laugh.
You know, the most interesting part about that is I think maybe Bush shot that one.
Yeah, with the commercial in mind.
Yes. Wouldn't surprise me.
It's a real clever way of putting that in, doesn't it?
He would have thought it was complimentary.
Hey, look at that's Little Richard. He's got a dial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again, Little
Richard.
Do it again, Little Richard.
Do it again.
Mashed potatoes and gravy? Is that what he said?
Yeah. When we feel helpless to stop the powerful, the only thing we have left is mockery.
You know what this comes from? During Civil War, Abraham Lincoln was telling a joke, and some woman chastised him for telling a joke at such an important, you know, very somber time. And he says, "Madam, we laugh so we don't cry." Because, I mean, if you've been watching for the last 6 years and you're not laughing, you're crying. We don't mean to make light.
Which is what Mr. Bush is doing. Chavez is going to be calling you, Will. He's going to come down and...
I'm going to open for Hugo.
Yes.
I've always wanted to see Caracas.
You can explain him.
Oh, yeah, I'll be doing for Chavez. Oh, there you go. I'll do the Geico commercial for Chavez.
I tell you what, the more often he appears, though, the better Castro is going to feel. Because I'm telling you, Castro's going to get well. He's not going to let this kid push him off the stage.
That was an old saying from a wise person. Says, if you're going to tell someone the truth, might as well make him laugh while you're doing it. 7:55, Bill Press coming up in the next hour. And more, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It changed the way we look at the world.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce!
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Be your father to your child.
Dad, by spending time with your kids, you're taking an active role in their social and emotional well-being. Because the most important part about being a dad is just being there.
So get yourself together for your child's sake and be a father to your child.
A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, 100 Black Men of America, and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
7:57, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's politics everywhere today. It's D.C. Thursday coming up. Bob Summerby, Dennis Kucinich will join us in a little while as well. And Bill Press, new member of the Quake family, Washington, D.C.
Quick hit on
Kinky Friedman.
Yeah, it's interesting, John. Everybody's
like
getting in trouble for calling people things. Kinky Friedman, of course, is running as an independent candidate for the governor of Texas. And Willie Nelson went out his... on his busted bus, was actually leaving a Kiki Freeman fundraiser when the bus got busted. But he got in trouble for saying a couple of years ago, they dragged this out, talking about sexual predators, whether they should throw him in prison, throw away the key, make him listen to a Negro talking to himself.
I don't quite understand what that is about.
It's about being in jail and the fact that jail is usually full of Negroes is his, that's the intimation.
Friedman's spokesman says, Texans who know anything about Kinky know that he's not a racist and they're going to see through all this political correctness very soon. Is Kinky Friedman, is he a Democrat? Is he, what's his?
Do you know Kinky?
Well, I know.
Kinky Friedman and the Jew Boys?
Texas Jew Boys, yeah. But what's his politics?
Oh, he's a libertarian.
Oh.
No. He's just, you know, he's guns and pot. And you know the old definitions of libertarian. A libertarian is a Republican who smokes pot or a Democrat who owns a gun.
You know him personally?
No, I've read his mystery books. They're actually quite good. I'm a big mystery fan.
His spokeswoman said part of the Negro line was delivered from a book Friedman wrote in the late 80s that was being discussed in a CNBC interview before Friedman used the phrase.
Yeah, so everybody's getting in trouble. Got to be careful. The political correct filters are on, especially here at the Quake. We are not going to say anything like George Bush is the devil. I would not say that.
Former chairman of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus says the remarks are unacceptable from a candidate for governor and sound more like something uttered by someone running for class clown or the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
I think it's going to help him in Texas.
We've had him on this show, haven't we?
Yeah. We're going to have him again.
Again?
Yeah, we're going to have him again.
We will discuss that with him.
Oh, there's plenty to discuss.
Coming up at the top of the hour, news. Then, Bill Press in a few minutes, Bob Summerby, Dennis Kucinich, and more. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. This is 960 The Quake. It's KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Walmart announces a new program to sell generics prescription drugs dirt cheap. CNN national correspondent Ed McCarthy tells us it'll start in Florida.
Walmart, Jim, is using their slogan, low prices every day, for their prescription drugs, giving deep discounts on generic prescription drugs for around $4 for a 30-day supply in some cases. Walmart's Bill Simon says some consumers are getting the price reductions on prescriptions starting tomorrow.
For 2.7 million uninsured Floridians, they will soon have access to the $4 generic prescription price.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, says the $4 pricing will be available to all pharmacy customers with a prescription from a doctor that can be filled with a covered generic medicine, and the program will be available to the uninsured. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
Space Shuttle Atlantis came back home this morning. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin is beaming.
The teams did a wonderful job. The flight directors, the whole team. You've seen a great effort on NASA's part by a truly great team of people.
The astronauts logged nearly 5 million miles on their 11-and-a-half-day voyage. Winds kicking up, temperatures hot. CNN's Jim Roop reports this is the kind of weather facing crews fighting several wildfires in California.
Well, indeed, Jim. The big wind is a-coming back. The Santa Anas, they call them. Hot, dry desert winds that pick up speed as they compress through the canyons. The same winds that caused the Day fire last weekend to double in size in a 24-hour period. Right now, the weather's cooperating. A bit cooler, higher humidity, low winds. But by tomorrow afternoon, this will all change. So firefighters have stepped up the pace in cutting lines and burning thick brush and other fuel ahead of the flames to contain as much of the fire as they can before those winds arrive. Reporting live, Jim Roof, CNN, Los Angeles.
A woman faces arraignment in Missouri today on charges of kidnapping a baby girl after cutting her mother's throat. Mother and baby have since been reunited, and both are said to be doing well. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, I'm Al Franken. We've been listening to your feedback, and here's the great news. We're now live in the Bay Area right after Will and Willie. It's the Zero Spin Zone, the Al Franken Show on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. and everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Very controversial.
Then, anyone like CSI here?
Absolutely.
It's back for you Thursday night with the season premiere. Remember, sin never sleeps. And oh yeah, by the way, music superstar John Mayer is in this episode. Pretty cool stuff. Then, just when you thought it was safe to go back into the courtroom, James Woods stars in Shark. So the story here is that James Woods' character used to be a defense attorney, but now he's changing teams and going to the other side, the prosecution. Here's that clip for you.
For you, the legal system's just a game to be played for fun and profit.
You make that sound like a bad thing.
So what, you think you can just waltz in here and cleanse your conscience?
You are a good attorney, but the people in your office... suck.
You excited about it or what?
Cool, it looks great.
Yeah, it's great.
I can't wait to see him in Shark. Can't wait.
The series premiere of Shark, right after the season premiere of CSI and A New Survivor. CBS Tonight.
It all starts tonight at 8 on CBS 5.
This is 960 The Quake, and this is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm John Scott. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Willie Brown will be back. Come back tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be back tomorrow.
New York City, we miss you. Talking to you via technology is not much fun as having you here in the studio, but we hope you're having an enjoyable visit out east.
Well, except that I'm in a desperate need of quality cappuccinos. I have never seen so many delis selling products so mislabeled.
Oh, I hate New York coffee, that blue cup.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
And nobody has coffee in the studio. Whenever you go to a radio studio and you say, do you have any coffee? The intern says, yeah, I'll go get you some. And you think it's around the corner in a coffee machine.
You come back a half hour.
They got to go downstairs. You feel like you're asking them, you know, to pick up luggage or something.
And they have to go back through security.
Exactly.
Because there's nothing inside. So I'm telling you, I'm desperate. I can't wait to head to the airport. And I will be leaving here. When I finish, the minute I'm off, I'm on an airplane.
Hey, what?
There's a car waiting outside to whisk me off to the airport. The streets are so bad, you now have to allow 2.5 hours between here and the airport. Between downtown New York and JFK.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Jeez. That's the minimum. Because you'll be on the road, they say, at least an hour and 45 minutes. And that only leaves you with another 50 or so minutes to get in.
That's why I always fly out of Newark.
Yeah. It'd be better to fly out of Newark, except the time doesn't fit me, yeah. Unfortunately.
It's 8:06 at 9:60 The Quake. We're waiting for Bill Press. We're having a little trouble getting a hold of him. It's not his fault. We'll track him down in a couple of minutes. Press does a show live to the East Coast.
Fault. Of course it's his fault.
Well, it's not
our fault.
That's somebody's fault, but we'll get a hold of him in a minute. He does his show live in the East Coast, 6 to 9, but we carry it live here, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., before Stephanie Miller, and he's been a Bay Area radio fixture, former chair of the California Democratic Party. And he's a good guy, too. He's got good
Hillary
takes.
Clinton on today.
Yeah, he's got...
he's got some connections.
He gets some good people on. He's got a lot of energy. We really like his show, and that's why we're carrying it. And you guys will have a good time with him when we catch him.
It was very funny.
Seconds.
I was listening to a show this morning, and he asked Hillary Clinton. He said, now I know you've been asked this question before, but on a 1 to 10 scale... with 0 not running for president in 08 and 10 definitely running, where are you at? You know, trying to trick her into answering, and she laughed. She had the
courtesy laugh.
Yeah, good humor to laugh. Yes.
Saying it's the last time I'll be on your program.
Well, is his question well placed? Is she a shoe-in? I know they played this tango with the press and with everyone. Well, I might. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
But well, see, you're not allowed to say anything until at least 07 because she's got a Senate race, so she can't say anything until she wins a Senate race, and she will, of course.
She's going to destroy the guy that she's running against.
Yeah.
Who is she running against?
No idea.
Yeah. So
see that there.
She's
go.
Already a shoe.
Who's Feinstein running against?
I have no idea.
See
Willie, who's
fellow name? Oh no! Richard Mountjoy. Richard Mountjoy is former state assemblyman, state senate, and the reason I know the name well is because that's the guy that I excluded from the House when the Republicans took over on the numbers side in 1994. But I stayed as Speaker. I had to reduce the Republicans by one in order to do that. Mountjoy became the
expendable
odd man out.
Oh, yes. No.
He's a religious conservative type, if I recall. He's
with a porno
right.
name?
And, hey, go figure. Isn't
and,
that funny?
And, yeah. And it's certainly not descriptive.
Of him?
Yes. He is not a mount of joy.
Hey, you know, Mr. Brown, what I'm really curious about, the fact that we're here in Frisco, and you're in the Big Apple, and you're staying at the St. Regis where a lot of diplomats are. What is security like at the hotel?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Do you have to show your key to get in?
No, because what the prices they charge you, I think everybody every day looks at who's our guest. Now, let's treat them like it's our house. And there is a hotel person every 15 feet with one of those little uniforms on and the little badge. And they, hello, Mr. Brown. How are you, Mr. Brown? I tried to figure out, how the hell would they know my name? And then I realized when I watched the lobby, there's nobody else that looks like me there.
Oh.
Nobody. Nobody. Yeah.
Are you saying it's a...
I'm an easy mark.
Are you saying it's very Caucasian?
Well, either that or it's very, you know, turban-driven.
Oh, really?
Yes.
St. Regis.
Yes.
That's a Saudi favorite, isn't it?
I don't know whether there's an accurate description, but it certainly looks like all those occupants are from Dubai or someplace.
Yeah.
They're all there.
So
all there.
We were talking about Bill Press was speaking with Hillary Clinton this morning. Let's revisit that again for a second. Hey, Willie, do you think that it's good? I mean, we like Dianne Feinstein. She's a nice person. She's introduced lots of good legislation. Do you feel that it's good for a politician that has had the tenure that she has is to have someone? Mountjoy's not going to give her a strong run, but doesn't having a real strong opponent, doesn't it kind of keep you honest, bring you back? When you get entrenched there, you become more and more. Well, you become more and more Republican. Quite honestly,
you're asking
why would you ever want an opponent? I mean, how did
no? But John, seriously though.
No, I'm serious, John. Why do you think you need somebody to keep you on your toes? If you can't do that on your own, you don't have any business holding public office. Your motivation's got to be the people, not simply perform because of your opponent. Your audience are the voters, not your opponent. Mountjoy has $20,000 in his account. $20,000. That is not enough money to pay my cappuccino bill. Year.
but you know what he's saying. In a sporting event, a lot of times a team will play to the level of their opponents.
Correct.
Right? And
it's not good for her. She doesn't want an opponent. No incumbent wants a strong opponent, but we,
the people,
would love a strong opponent because it would get the juices flowing, get the sound bites going. It's more energetic.
No. Energize the campaign.
She's a shoe-in, and nobody cares.
You guys are all speaking from the perspective of journalists. You're not speaking from the practical effect of dedicated political types. Let me tell you, Bill Clinton did not need and does not need an opponent in order to be Bill Clinton. Those things you admire about him, that's who he is. Those things that he stands for, that's who he is. You had a guy, you had a senator from the Middle West. I think his name was William Proxmire. He did not need an opponent to constantly nag government into doing those things which government should be doing on the side of buying properly, on the side of spending money in the Pentagon appropriately. I mean, he went through a whole series of things. He didn't need an opponent to drive him in that direction.
Yeah, I remember William Proxmire with his Golden Fleece Awards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't need. So, no, John, it's not like an athletic contest. You're right. Tiger Woods plays golf to the extent that he needs to play golf. When I was, kind of thinking I was going to be a track star, I tried to run simply to beat my opponent. And I usually failed, and that's why I was not a track star. So I don't think the comparison is appropriate between politicians and people who are in the performing world. I don't think Will Durst needs the prospect of a competitive comic on stage or to get him motivated to perform. The two people that lead in to his performance have almost nothing to do with his performance.
How about Lieberman, Willie? How about Lieberman and his opponent? Do you think that makes Lieberman more something?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I think Lieberman is desperately fighting for his life, period. And I don't think that has anything, frankly, to do with the quality of his performance as a legislator. He's simply trying his best to hold on to his job, period. And that doesn't necessarily mean it makes for good coverage for those of us who are in the business. We talk about him and, Ned Lamont coming in, by the way, next Monday, and I'm trying to get him to come on our show on the 25th.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yes, yeah. He's going to be in San Francisco raising money next week.
All right, we'll be on top of it. It's 8:14.
I'm in touch with him.
We're waiting for Bill Press to call. Maybe we'll check in with him later this hour when we track him down in a few minutes. We've got some anger in the email inbox. We'll address it. Coming up, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960. Don't wait.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
It's 8:14. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Crash blocking one lane just before Vermont Street. 101 northbound into the city. Slow from the 280 split up to it. Crash just cleared. There's the good news. It wasn't overturned. 101 northbound at the Holly off-ramp in San Carlos. Slow between Woodside and up through Burlingame, but that's pretty much normal. Just made a little worse by that earlier problem. Car now moved to the center divide, 101 northbound between Tully and Rengsdorf. This is with the Guadalupe Parkway. It'll get out of there and traffic will improve in just a little bit. Still blocking the lane of crash, 580 westbound at Cutting Boulevard. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Attention, Bay Area residents. Announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's radioadswork.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
818 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're on till 10. Al Franken live at 10 o'clock. Check out the new fall season schedule at QuakeRadio.com. We have new shows. We run a lot more live shows. You asked for it. We'd like to deliver. And one of the things that you asked for was, can we get Bill Press? And the answer was yes. And we'll speak with him in just a moment. We have some emails coming in that we're going to share with you. And let's just put it this way. You make me want to vomit. You guys are crappy liberals. So we will address those two listener emails in just a few minutes.
Those are two separate emails, by the way.
Those are two separate emails. It's 819 to 960 The Quake. The aforementioned Bill Press is on live on The Quake from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. He does his show on the East Coast, and he brings it every day. He's a good friend of the station, and good morning, Bill Press. You're on with Will and Willie on The Quake.
Hey, guys, good morning. I got that same email.
Are you a crappy liberal, too?
Oh, God. You know, I am, and I'm proud of it. Hi, Will. Hi, Willie. It's great to join you guys, and it's very exciting to be. You know, I'm the guy that turns the lights on around here now. Huh? How about that?
On the early show.
You,
six to nine every day on the East Coast, and, of course, 3 to 6 California time.
Three to six. Yeah.
You jumpstart our station.
Jumpstart the station, and I got to tell you, I am stunned every morning when I look up at the board and see telephone calls from San Francisco, and I know it's 4 o'clock in the morning out there or 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, don't you people ever sleep?
Well, actually, yeah, those aren't people who are waking up. Those are people who are going to bed at dawn.
All right.
Other end of the clock.
How foolish of me! Yeah, good, good for San Francisco.
Now, Willie Brown is in New York. He's in the thick of it. He's in the belly of the beast today. He saw the UN thing. He's in a hotel. He had dinner last night and drinks with Gavin Newsom. The whole economic opportunity, the global, Clinton's there. Everybody's there. Why are you in D.C.?
Well, somebody's got to hold down the fort, right? Are you sure that the Willie didn't have dinner with Hugo Chavez last night? I want to be careful about that.
No, I did not. That would have been an interesting meal. You got to understand, though, that but Jesse and Al was trying to catch up with him when I last saw them.
There's a threesome. No, you know, there's still a lot going on here in Washington, actually, Will and Willie. You know, the Senate's still in session. The House is still in session. They're still trying to figure out what they're going to do about these military tribunals. They're still trying to figure out whether they're going to build this 700-mile fence along the border. And, you know, Hillary Clinton's still trying to figure out if she's going to run for president or not. So,
how about the wiretapping? Have they solved that one, too?
No, and you know, I had Jane Harmon on the show this morning, and what they're trying to do, I mean, the Republicans are determined they're going to give Bush the authority to tap anybody's phone without having to get a court order. And, you know, Jane's point, I think it's the right one, is let them tap the phones if they feel they have to, but just obey the law, you know. But that's not good enough for the White House.
What is the argument that is still being made as to why they should not go to court? Even after they've tapped?
Willie, it's an old law. You know.
You mean like 1978?
Yeah, and so, you know, as a good lawyer, you know, we can choose which laws we obey and which ones we don't, right? That, seriously, that's about as good an argument as you get outside of the White House. They say it's an old law. I mean, Bush has used that argument. And he also says that it takes too much time and it's too cumbersome. Well, you know, it's just not. I mean, this is, if there's ever a rubber stamp court, this FISA court has been the rubber stamp court. I think what they won't admit is they just, they feel that they're above the law and 9/11 changed everything and, you know, they're the king.
Let me get this straight, Mr. Press. They can still get the wiretap. What they have to do is 5 days or 3 to 5 days afterwards go to the court and ask for permission or say that they've done it.
Exactly.
Now, that doesn't affect the wiretap.
It's 72 hours. They can already start the thing. In other words, if they find, for example, you know, Jeff King, our producer here in Washington, is on the phone with Osama bin Laden, they don't have to go to the court first. They can start wiretapping that phone, but within 72 hours, they just have to go and say, hey, this is why we're doing this. And the court, you know, if it's anything remotely connected to Al-Qaeda, they're going to say, absolutely, go for it.
Right. They had 5 turndowns and 14,000, wasn't that?
Yeah, how many years since 1978?
Yeah.
What happens? Has there been any question around their pulling the plug, let's say, in hour number 50? They've decided that the dialogue is about Gray's Anatomy or something rather than about anything to do with terrorism. And so they pull the plug after, you know, the 50th hour. What would be the procedure that they would follow as a result of pulling the plug? No need to go anywhere, right?
No need to go anywhere, no. And I don't think the court has ever pulled the plug on any of these wiretaps, to tell the truth.
But I don't mean the court pulling the plug.
Oh,
I mean the administration pulling the plug. Let's say the administration stopped tapping in the 50th hour. Then there would be no need for them to do anything beyond that.
You're correct. That would be one way of getting around the law, right?
Absolutely.
They could stop in the 60th hour, or I guess in the 71st hour, right?
Correct, right. And all they would do is at some point, congressional oversight would have them do a report on what they've done. And then the question would be whether or not that was consistent with the spirit of the law, and it would all be too late.
Yeah, they could choose.
So I don't know what they're complaining about.
Right. No, they could choose to do that, but they really do want immunity from the law, the same way it's related to what they want on these military tribunals, right? They want to have this secret network of prisons, which Bush admits we have, and they want to be able to do whatever methods of, we call it torture, they call it interrogation techniques.
Enhanced interrogation techniques.
There you go, right?
Yes. So those battery cables attached to your nipples are really energy amplifiers. Yes.
Right, all those kinds of stuff, but they don't want anybody else to be able to do that to our men and women, but they want us to have the right to do that because, of course, this is a war on terror. Right, and again, they want to be above the law, consider themselves above the law. It's amazing.
Right. Bill, have you bumped into any conversation or comments around George Allen's most recent demonstration? I guess I'd call it.
Yeah, what was that?
I'll tell you this, Joe. I went to a book party last night. My book agent, who happens to be a Jew, Ron Goldfarb, and I walk in, and he comes over to me, and he says, oh, my God. He said, how bad can it get? I woke up this morning thinking things were bad enough, and then I pick up the paper and discover that George Allen's a Jew. You know, what's funny about this is...
When things go wrong...
Oh, man. It's like my golf game. When the wheels come off the car, you know, they really come off.
Now, how was his response to when the reporter brought it up? I didn't see the actual press conference. Oh, I read about it in the paper, and he actually came off, I thought, vulnerable in this situation, and he came off good. But we were talking to Marianne Akers, and she said he was kind of snippy. And
oh, no. Yeah. No, he was outraged. Well, first, back up a little bit. Here's what has come out since then, just maybe came out today, is right before the reporter asked the question, right, George Allen was bragging about the fact that he learned more than anybody else. Rather, he said, not bragging, but he just said, I learned more than anybody else. I learned from my mother, whose father was incarcerated by the Nazis in a concentration camp. So that's kind of, you know, leads an open question.
Yeah.
Right? And then the reporter jumps in and says, well, by the way, Senator, is it true that your mother's father was Jewish? And then he came unglued. He jumped all over her and said, it was, you know, but unfair to ask that question, that had no business in politics, and, you know, the crowd applauded him and everything. And then the next day he comes out and says, yes, he was a Jew, and I'm proud to be a Jew, you know. And a lot of Jewish leaders are saying, why that reaction? What are you ashamed of? Why did you consider that an insulting question? It's like the macaca, Willie and Will, you know. This guy, Jim Webb, is a good candidate, but I think he's moving up in the polls because George Allen is just George Allen is stepping on his you-know-what every time he opens his mouth.
We're speaking with Bill Press, whose show can be heard here at 960 The Quake every morning from 3 to 6.
3 to 6. 6 to 9 if you're on the right coast, and 3 to 6 if you're on the left coast.
All right, well, we won't suck up too much. Bill, you do a great show. We love you, and we're glad you're on the show with us. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, you guys. Proud to be on The Quake. Proud to join you. Have fun.
You can read more about Bill at his website. It's BillPressShow.com. It's good stuff. Keeping it real with Will and Willie this morning till 10 on 960 The Quake. Bob Summerby coming up, and later on this morning, Dennis Kucinich tell us a thing or two about his experience running for president and more. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
829, this report brought to us by Carl's Jr. Here's what's happened in the Bay Area. Crash just cleared after a car overturned 101 northbound, and that's at the Holly Street off-ramp. But we have a new report of an accident blocking, three left lanes just after Marsh Road. So that's behind that original accident scene. So Menlo Park to Burlingame, it's going to crawl for a little while. Two big rigs crashed on the right shoulder just after the 4th Street off-ramp. So, that looks like down to the lower deck. That's going to be tough. We'll keep a close eye on that and update you immediately if we have new information, because that could really cause problems. Hit and run crash just cleared out of the fast lane at De La Cruz and 101 northbound. Wake up to the new smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Carl's Jr., made with real smoked sausage, eggs, and cheese. Stop by Carl's Jr. for a delicious breakfast today. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website and check out the new fall schedule, too, at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues after the news on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Shuttle Atlantis Commander Brent Jett tells NASA workers the spacecraft is in great shape. It landed before dawn this morning.
The condition she's in now is a real testament to the work you put in beforehand. It was a pleasure to fly her, and it's great to be home.
The Northwest Airlines Flight Attendants Union says contract talks are going nowhere, and it's asking the National Mediation Board to release it from further mediation. Walmart says it'll start selling generic prescription drugs for as little as $4 for a month's supply. The program will start in Florida. A woman accused of cutting a mother's throat and kidnapping her newborn baby faces a court hearing at this hour in Missouri. Mother and baby are said to be doing fine. The new ruling junta in Thailand announces a ban on all public meetings and formation of new political parties. British billionaire Richard Branson says he intends to invest about $3 billion to fight global warming over the next decade. This is CNN Radio. The feds think they've now narrowed down the source of the E. coli outbreak involving bad spinach to 9 farms in 3 California counties. Although gas prices are going down these days, they're not going down uniformly around the country, and the president of GasPriceWatch.com, Brad Proctor, says that has some people scratching their heads.
We're seeing $1.94 in Kentucky. So we're seeing unusual places come up with low prices, too, which is another odd phenomenon.
Oil prices have been at 6-month lows. Right now, they're around $61 a barrel. Some futures prices dipped below $60 a barrel briefly yesterday. Iraqi security forces have been handed control of a second province. Italy turned over the reins in a ceremony today. That leaves 16 provinces to go in Iraq. Hurricane Helene has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. It's still wandering around the open Atlantic. Forecasters don't expect it to affect land. Stocks have turned negative now, the Dow down about 4 points. This is CNN Radio.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Represent your colors. The silver and black with your official customized 2006 Mitsubishi Raider Nation truck from the new East Bay Mitsubishi. Come by and enter for a chance to kick for the brand new 2006 Mitsubishi Raider truck at every Raiders home game.
Truck awarded at the final Raiders home game.
Come by East Bay Mitsubishi and enter for your chance to kick to win at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Delorte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Ayer estuvo el diablo
Yesterday,
aquí.
The devil came here, right here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
The devil is right
diablo,
at home. The devil himself is right in the
Ayer
house.
Vino el diablo aquí.
And the devil came here yesterday.
836, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. Hugo Chavez, Venezuelan president, calling George Bush the devil just to get you all reset. We'll discuss with our very special guest momentarily. We have Will and Willie Hate Mail coming up in about 10 minutes and Dennis Kucinich in the 9 o'clock hour. DailyHowler.com is the website and a regular guest with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Good morning, Bob Summerby. How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen.
The boys are here. Go ahead.
All right. That was kind of a chuckle hut moment at the UN yesterday, wasn't it, Will?
Hey, he get a laugh.
You know, he's actually a very comical performer, whether you think George Bush is or isn't the devil.
Oh, come on. Wipe it, blow it away, wave it away, the smell of sulfur. That was a nice little, you know, added touch.
Well, I've noticed before, you know, Chavez performs in a kind of a Latin American comic styling. He's a pretty He's pretty comical. He's got skills there.
I think he should come on a return tour. I think there's certain cities in America he could sell out. You know,
in
Boston, Berkeley.
These quotes from the two, from the two speakers of the UN, where we're supposed to be outraged at. I have to say, some of these quotes, I'm not quite. You know, I believe the quote that Chavez said that we were supposed to be so outraged at was something like, "Bush came here and acted like he was ruling the world." Well, that's exactly what he sounded like. I mean, I don't know why we're supposed to be. You know, I have to say it. He was sort of addressing the peoples of the various nations, telling him what to do. It did sort of sound like that, I have to say. So, anyway, kind of a weird, kind of a comical moment there. But
Willie Brown, say hello to Mr. Bob Summerbee.
I'm listening closely because I'm right here near where all of this is taking place, Bob. And believe
where
me.
Where are you, Mr. Mayor?
I'm in New York.
Oh!
I'm
all right,
in New York.
Then.
I'm hanging out.
Robert Kennedy Jr. canceled his walk of the streets today with Chavez. Did I hear that correctly?
Chavez split, didn't he?
Chavez split. I don't know. Our mutual friend Tim Howdis told me this, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I thought they were going to walk the streets, Chavez and Bobby Kennedy Jr., but anyway, wild times at the UN. I've been spending my week trying to figure out this whole Geneva thing, because honest to God, I mean, does anyone understand what is actually being debated here? And I'm serious. And I've read the articles. What we're trying to work out as far as interrogation of high-profile prisoners, as nearly as I can tell, we have two conflicting desires here. Now, gentlemen, see if this makes sense. One, we want to be able to keep torturing prisoners.
Right.
And we want to be able to say that we aren't. Is that basically the two desires that?
Right.
I read these articles. I really don't understand what the two parties are debating. And by the way, have you noticed that the two parties in America now are both the Republican Party? There's the Republican Party. Honest to God, there's the Republican Party of George Bush, and there's the Republican Party of John McCain. Is there any Democratic Party anymore? I never hear a Democrat say a word about this.
No, Democrats are apparently for outsourcing.
This is sort of like, you know, some of the, you know, when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas was a two-party state. There was the Clinton Democrats and the Jim Geithner Democrats. Republicans weren't even really a force in Arkansas. That's what it's like following this debate. There are no Democrats. Now, I understand this may be a good short-term strategy by Democrats, but, boy, it just really shows how marginalized the party has become.
I mean, the fact that we can't speak out against torture?
We can't say anything. I mean,
we can't find anyone to take a stand against torture?
It's sort of like the old joke when two Republicans debate, the Republican always wins. What's that joke? I mean, you know, if you're a young voter following this debate, you might side with Bush, you might side with McCain, but all you have to choose among is Republicans. There are no Democrats.
Well,
it strikes me as odd. I understand this may be a good bit of strategy for Democrats, but boy, it's just a weird, weird thing to watch. Now, here's the quote. You know, as far as what are we trying to accomplish, here's John Cornyn, Texas Republican senator, in my mind one of the less impressive members of the Senate, but he looks the part. There's this from the New York Times on yesterday. There's agreement on the goal, Mr. Cornyn said. That is, we want to comply with our international treaty obligations, but at the same time not tie the hands of our intelligence officials. Well, how can you do that if one of them is the Geneva Conventions? I just don't have any idea how that would work.
The president doesn't believe in evolution or the Geneva Convention.
The Geneva Convention, the language is vague, outrages upon human dignity, but I'm pretty sure that outlaws pouring buckets of water over people who are freezing cold.
Or pulling out fingernails.
Yeah, well, you know, so.
We've been taught from movies that pulling out of the fingernails is torture, even though it doesn't damage a major organ or cause death, which, according to Alberto Gonzalez, is the... Oh, and did you see Alberto Gonzalez's response when a reporter asked him about the Canadian who had been taken from JFK and over to Syria, tortured for 10 months?
Right.
He said, I haven't read the report.
Oh, my God. Does anyone ever read any reports? No, it was quite a... Well, you know, Gonzalez and Cornyn... were both part of the Bush team when he was governor of Texas. Cornyn was the attorney general of Texas when Bush was governor of Texas. And you may not remember this. There was a big death penalty case that came up in May of 2000 when Bush was running. And Bush got a bad deal.
Carla Faye, right?
It was Gary Graham. It was one of the all-time worst death penalty cases in Texas. The guy, clearly they didn't. The guy had been a teenage criminal. However, they clearly didn't know that he had committed the murder that he was going to be executed for. He had had one of the famous sleeping lawyers, and you know it was a horrible case. And Bush got a bad break when it came up in the middle of the campaign. Cornyn was the attorney general, and they put him out on TV to discuss it. He had all the facts wrong. It was incredible. They had to pull him off the air after a day. He completely didn't know what he was talking about. Now, of course, Gonzalez was the one who was running all the death penalty cases by Bush, you know, in these 15-second reviews. I mean, oh, my God, it's horrible.
Yeah. Well, and it just gets worse.
What are you going to talk about in your piece today on DailyHowler.com?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm posting shortly, not too long from now. I'm talking partly, what am I talking about? The thing that I'm really focused on today is the George Allen, Jim Webb Senate race in Virginia, which has become a big issue here in the, you know, the D.C. area in the last few weeks. It may not be getting as much coverage in California.
Well, we've heard that Webb's closed the gap to 4 points.
You know, he was closing and closing, and an incident happened this week that I really think is going to, and especially because of a big front-page article in the Washington Post today, an incident happened this week that I really think is going to humanize Allen, and I think Allen's a horrible candidate. I mean, I would love to see Webb win this thing. Webb, by the way, was extremely right about Iraq back in the fall of 2002. I mean, he made Al Gore look like a Bush supporter. He wrote a long op-ed in the Post about how unwise it would be to go into Iraq. He's very expert on military matters, ex-Marine, ex-Reagan defense secretary. I've been praying that he'd get into this thing, but they had a weird press event Monday in the Virginia suburbs, where one of the reporters began sort of pushing Allen about, did he have any Jewish ancestry? And the crowd was booing her, and you know, she really went beyond
the pale.
Yeah, you know, she just went beyond. You know, here we're facing global war, and her issue, when did your mother start passing? it's like, honest to God, it's just, and you can literally hear the audience boo. Now, there's a very interesting front-page article about this in the Post today, and the Post has been brutal on Allen for the whole Macaca thing, which I'm sure has gotten coverage.
Yes.
But they interviewed his mother yesterday. He was 83, and she gives her life story, and it's a fascinating. You know, she was raised in Tunisia. She was raised Jewish as a child, and when she came to this country as a young woman or as a teenager, she.
Oh, see, I thought he didn't know.
And she said she never told.
Gonna have to read the Post article. Thank you, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Thursday.
Thanks for being on the show, Bob. See you later. 8:45, that's DailyHowler.com, where you can read that post if you're interested in the Allen story or more. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Earlier this morning, we played a little bit of a bit that Jon Stewart did on The Daily Show. It's a mockery of the Geico insurance commercials.
The translation commercial.
Why don't you set it up again real quick, how he did that?
Well, they have a normal person. What they say is, we can't afford to have celebrities, so what we have is normal people, and then we have celebrities interpret for them.
And so what Stewart's people did is they inserted the face of, they had George Bush giving a speech, and then on the other side of the screen is
interpreting
music icon Little Richard.
Good evening. 5 years ago, this date, September the 11th, was seared into America's memory.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Today we are safer, but we are not yet safe.
Help me! Somebody help me!
For America, 9/11 was more than a tragedy. It changed the way we look at the world.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
We have breaking news. We have a new development, gentlemen. It seems that when Hugo Chavez was addressing the UN yesterday, there were a couple of different mic feeds. Now, the cable news nets all ran one thing, and the newspapers reported one thing, but through our crack research team, we were able.
Tony Ryan was able to discover this hiding out on the internet.
Yeah, he's money. So this is Hugo Chavez with his new interpreter.
Yesterday, the devil came here, right here.
Look out! Look out!
En este mismo lugar.
Right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
Help me! Somebody help me!
The devil is right at home.
The devil
himself is right in the
Ayer
house.
Vino el diablo aquí.
And the devil came here yesterday.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce!
I just want to make sure we give you all the perspectives, all angles on this story. It's 8:47. Coming up, Dennis Kucinich later on in the show. It's DC Thursday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Willie Azufre.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
8:47. Let's take a lap around the bay. The worst problems at the moment. 101 northbound. Car overturned. Got cleared out. Now there's a crash blocking the three left lanes just after Marsh Road. And just in the last couple of minutes, it looks like they have it either completely cleared or in the process, but it's slow from University all the way up to Burlingame. Stall in the number 2 lane, 580 westbound, just in front of the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup now we hear is only mid-lot. Metering lights are still on, though. No problems in the upper deck coming into San Francisco. One other problem, just approaching the lower deck, two big rigs are over on the shoulder just before that 4th Street off-ramp there. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProX Print does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProX Print. Thanks again.
Go to ProXPrint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on ProXPrint.com for details. ProXPrint.com. Best prices on quality print.
Have you been thinking about a divorce or separation and don't know what to do or where to start? Divorce with Dignity specializes in divorce planning and legal document assistance. Because they are not attorneys, they can literally save you thousands of dollars and help you part amicably without litigation. You can do this peacefully and with dignity for you both. Call Divorce with Dignity, 1-800-459-5556. That's 1-800-459-5556. Or visit dwdignity.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
In the Bay Area, many customers are already saving 20% on their monthly Pacific gas and electric bill with the CARE program. A savings of over $350 a year could mean extra groceries or a few tanks of gas. There are still thousands of customers who qualify but haven't signed up. Applying is free, easy, and confidential. For an application, call 1-866-PGE-CARE or stop by any Smart and Final store in Northern California. Apply.
Good morning, 960 The Quake. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm John Scott. It's 8:52. In the 9 o'clock hour, Dennis Kucinich is on the floor voting right now. Paul informs me, producer of the show, and we'll have him on the phone. Latest from Ohio and more in just a few minutes on 960 The Quake. And hate mail coming up in just a second here. Let's talk to Paul in Albany. Our phone number is 866-960-KQKE. Good morning, Paul. You're on with Will and Willie.
Good morning. One of the things I wanted to point out is that Hugo Chavez had more to say yesterday than the surface reports. He talked about how the United States is protecting terrorists, particularly Orlando Bosch and Luis Posada, who blew up a Cuban plane that was traveling between Venezuela and Cuba in 1979. And not only have they admitted to it and that they were CIA agents, but they've been convicted of it, and the United States will not return them to Venezuela to be put on trial again and be sent to jail.
Are you from Venezuela, sir?
No, I'm from Ireland.
You're from Ireland.
You know, I've been on before, but this is the point. The point is, and also Orlando Letelier, who was previously the foreign minister of Chile, who was blown up on the streets of Washington, D.C., the president of Chile yesterday asked why the United States still has not convicted anybody for that crime.
No, we have our hands dirty in a lot of that stuff. We appreciate you checking in, sir. Thank you very much. 853-960 The Quake. It's time for our hate mail segment this morning. We'd like you to know that we keep it real. We balance the bad with the good, the love with the hate. And
I have the first one.
All right.
This is from Chris. We don't know where he's from, but Chris says, we don't know if it's a hate. Comments. You make me want to vomit. What the hell do you know about Chavez? His comments did not reflect on pot America, but on Bush. Why are you apologists for Bush? He is a cancer in this country, and a great deal of Americans have the same feelings that Hugo presented at the UN. Get out of the black community, Mr. Brown, and ask them what they think of Bush. Is Chavez a Marxist or a Castro? No. Did he take away any property from the rich elite in his country? No. His dealings with Castro are a trade of doctors for oil. He is investing in the communities of his country. His life has been threatened by Bush and company, so why should he have respect for Bush? I wish I had more time to detail the accomplishments. Learn your facts before you put your foot in your mouth. By the way, how does a washed-up comedian and a corrupt politician get a radio gig?
All right, Willie, go.
That was Chris.
Well, there's one thing for certain. We demonstrate an incredible amount of tolerance when we permit people to be so personally insulting in this country. And that's one way that we represent what is appropriate in this democracy. So, Chris, keep your views as public or as private as you may wish them. We will react accordingly. And
I have a different response.
I would think that it must have taken you some time to pull all that together. And finally, let me tell you that I think that there's probably some respect due to an office, not an individual.
Period. Office, not the individual.
Here's what I want to know. What kind of loser listens to a washed-up comedian and corrupt politician?
Ah, a little zinga-zinga-za. Well, keep in mind that when you're talking about the machinations of world politics and United Nations, the vast majority of America goes, I don't care. I have kids in carpool. The vast majority of the world says, I could give a rip. I'm stuck at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. This stuff puts people to sleep. And don't take it too seriously. We read the headlines. We have a little fun. We make a little mockery. It's not personal. We're not UN ambassadors. We're not professorial, tenured, academic, bullet point. That's not what we do. We're reading the headlines. We're talking about it.
Well, there's another hate mail, too. This wasn't just one.
This is from Brax. I can't believe you let the D.C. 7th Street gossip queen, Marianne Akers, come on the show and repeat right-wing talking points like the guy Webb running against George Allen is a military robot, which he is, and you called progressives let her get away with it. Are you really progressive? My goodness, Bob Summerby won't be shocked. Well, now we are all still at the point where we are electing people because of how they look and not by what they represent. She even continued with the BS that Bush was folksy when he got elected. That's pure BS. You guys are not representing liberals.
I think we were just saying what we see. We're not saying what we believe. I believe Jim Webb is actually a great songwriter. And I've loved his stuff. His the balloon thing up in the air, My Beautiful Balloon. I loved that song.
And I think we would also wish to address the following point.
Up, up, and away.
Here's the following point.
Didn't he also write MacArthur Park?
Yes, he did. They're all good progressives on this show. Everyone here is a hybrid-loving, green-loving, liberal-voting...
White wine-sipping, NPR-listening, Volvo-driving, Bergstock wearing.
We are all that. And, yes, it does matter what you look like in American politics. Let's refer to the last paragraph. The vast majority of the country says, I need to pay my utility bill this week. I don't know what those people in the suits are talking about on C-SPAN. I don't even watch that garbage. So we try not to be one percenter. We're talking to regular folks doing regular jobs and living regular lives. And I have agreement on the floor, gentlemen?
Making regular perspective.
This is regular stuff for regular folks. We can't save the world today, but we can make fun of it.
It don't get more regular than Willie Brown, Will Durst, and John Scott.
Willie's in New York this morning. Back with him in just a second. News at the top of the hour and Dennis Kucinich. We'll talk about politics, and we'll talk about good stuff in the next hour. Your emails on the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Hey, love or hate, we'll read them both, and we encourage you to check in via the phone, too, at 866-960-KQKE. News at the top of the hour. We'll get some traffic and more. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Centers for Disease Control announces recommendations that HIV tests be made part of routine medical care. CNN national correspondent Ed McCarthy has some details.
Jim, new federal health recommendations say that all Americans between the ages of 13 and 64 should be tested routinely for HIV. CDC officials say nearly half of new HIV infections are discovered when doctors are trying to diagnose a